Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm gonna try and do like two or three a week from now on. We'll see because school is eating me up. Hi guys, I miss you guys. I miss talking to you guys. So today's video is gonna be on productivity and what was it going to be on? Sorry. Productivity and motivation. So, that took me too long to think about. That's terrible. But yes, productivity and motivation. So, for the last couple weeks, I have been super motivated kind of to get, like, schoolwork done and, like, just be on top of stuff. But, like, today... the last couple days, like, I've had, like, an assignment that's, like, low-key a little bit hard, so I'm kind of, like, not in the mood and not ready to actually, not in the mood to do that assignment. Like, I'm just not in the mood for it. I just don't feel like doing it, and that's, like, one of the bad things about me that I realize I need to work on. It's, like, once I don't want to do something, like, once, like, the assignment is, like, I don't know if it's like doing that assignment or whatever. I just be stuck in that. Like, I just don't want to do anything. So, my goal is to work on that. So, I thought I would talk about it for a little while because, I don't know, I feel like we all need a little push and motivation. We all need a push in productivity. And yeah. So, what are the things that you want to do in your life? So, if you're looking at this year and saying, you know what, I'm going to be such and such years old. What are the things that you want to accomplish at the end of this year? I'll pause and you could think about it. Okay. So with those things in mind, do you feel like you're on the pathway of getting those things done? If I can be really honest with you guys, I am not on the pathway there yet. And I keep telling myself, tomorrow I'll think about it, next month, and you know how I go, you know, you know how you'd be like, I'm going to do this next week and never get it done. That's me. So with my productivity, I feel like I'm very low right now, and I think it's good to kind of understand where you're at with your motivation and your productivity. So if you feel like you're at a 2 out of 10, like me, this is the perfect podcast today to listen to because... we're going to try and figure out why a little bit. We're going to try and figure out what we could do to kind of, you know, put a little oomph in our productivity and our motivation. So, let's both answer these questions together and hopefully they can help us kind of shape where we want to be at and where we're starting at. So, first question is, are the people in your life that are surrounding you promoting the things that you want to do with your life? Think about it for a little while. And the good thing is you get to listen to this by yourself if you want to or with other people if you would like. And you can kind of just talk about it or you can write it down or just really think about it and see where you're at. So I'll give you some time to think about the people in your life that might be promoting your productivity and your motivation and think about the people that are not. And you can make a list and you can just think about it and yeah. I'll give you a little second. All right. So now that you think about the people that are helping to promote your productivity and those that are not, think about which group do you spend your most time with? I know, right? Me too. most of the time, I don't even spend my time with anybody. Like, I guess it's the pandemic, but I just work and come home for the most part. And I'm okay with that, but I think that I was a little bit more productive when I had more of an opportunity to be around with people that really did push and promote my productivity and my motivation. So try and be around those people a little bit more. And if your answer to that question was, I'm around the people that are productive as much as I can, then you're on your way to being at the place that you want to be at. And if your answer to that question was, I hang around the people that don't promote me, I got a good little piece of advice for you. Always remember that every day is another day to be your best self and to work on the best self that you want to be. So if today you realize, I'm spending a lot of time with people that are not promoting me, you want to kind of diminish that time a little bit. You want to put that time into yourself. Because no matter what, You have to make sure you're good because no one else is going to do that for you. And if you want to push your productivity and your motivation, you want to be around people that are going to be helping you with that. So try and be around those people more, and also try and diminish the time that you're around the people that are not for you. And if you don't hang out with anybody at all, try and be around those people that do promote your positivity, your productivity, and your motivation. So the next question I had to ask you is, with the goals that you have in mind, are they realistic? So are the goals that you're thinking about, are they realistic? So for me, unfortunately, I lost my car. And that probably was like one of the hardest things for me. Because I was like, yeah, I'm there. I'm almost there. Like, I got this part of my life together. I just got to get this and this. Like, I just had, like, a little couple other things I needed to work on, and I was there. You know, when you think you're there, God said, nope. God said, no. So I do have to work on getting my car again, and my goal is by the end of this year to get my apartment. And I have another goal that probably should have came before the car, is to get my license, and my other goal is to find a routine and stick to it. So I want to start going to the gym more. I want to start going to therapy sessions. I want to start doing facials and going to get my nails done periodically. I want to start working on myself to make myself feel good inside and out. And I feel like those are the little things that I can do to help myself grow mentally. And also, you know, in the world, unfortunately, we have to remember that we get older, and you want to be able to grow at your own pace, but you also want to be able to do things that, you know, around your age group is doing. And I feel like everybody got cars, everybody got apartments, and everybody is working to be their best self, and I feel like that's what I should be doing. But baby steps, right? Baby steps. Let's answer another question. So another question that we have is, if I could do and I could change one thing in my life, what would I change? So think about that for a little while. What would I change about myself or about my life that would make my productivity and my motivation way better? So we'll think about that for a little bit. And you can write that down or say it aloud to yourself or whatever. Okay, so now that you thought about that, I'm going to give you my inference of myself. And hopefully maybe you have your inference of yourself, and you can start to depict what you need to work on and what the other things that maybe you want in your life, but you want to work on in your life. So for me, one thing that I need to work on is I need to have more up days than down days. Sometimes I get, and then I have another thing, I co-depend a lot on, relationships. I codepend on friendships a lot. I need something to validate me. So I really codepend on everything that I can ever codepend on. I codepend on my dog. I codepend on my family. I codepend on my relationship. I codepend on my friendships. And it really can put you in a bad spot. So that kind of made me realize. So like I was saying before, what's one thing that you would change? I think what I said before prior is that I lack motivation and I have more down days than up days is the fact that I codepend. So that's what I'm kind of realizing. So kind of being more independent would probably help me realize that I have to go to the gym. I have to work on my schoolwork. I got to get this stuff done because no one else is going to do it for me. As much as I want to codepend in everything that I do, I can't codepend on little things that have to involve me and only me. That makes sense. And whatever answer you gave to yourself, just remember that it takes every day for you to be the better person that you want to be. So if you go to the gym one day, congratulate yourself, make yourself feel proud, because you know what? You are the better version that you wanted to be today. If you are saying, I'm going to lessen the time with people that are not helping me and promoting me and making me productive, and guess what? You are on your way to the productive and motivational self that you want to be. As well as one last question. Are you putting out in your words, in your deeds, in your actions, in your work, in your schoolwork, in your relationships, in your friendships, are you putting out the energy that you want to receive back? That is a huge, huge part of why sometimes we're not as productive or as motivational or as amazing as we want to be. Sometimes we're putting out that negative energy, we're cussing, we're arguing, we're fighting, we're upset, we're depressed, we're putting out this energy, right, to other people, to our situations that can only bring back that same energy back to us. For example, let me give you an example. So I'm at work and I have an attitude with everybody in my job. I'm mad at the customers. I'm mad at my coworkers. The boss is getting my last nerve, baby. My last nerve. And instead of me, you know, trying to find the positivity, I'm yelling at everybody. I'm cussing everybody out. Bye. Get out of my face. Da 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 da. Guess what? Guess what? Someone's going to want to do the same thing back to you. And then you're putting out that energy and then receiving back that energy. So for the most part, you want to go into your work and your job and be like, yeah, they're going to get on my last nerve. Probably, most likely. But I'm going to still be positive. So that's why I walk into my job. Like, and most of the time, you know, I want to say that's one of the things I love about myself. I walk into my job and be like, you know what? I'm about to be happy. Customers, I'm about to love y'all. I'm about to love you, boss. I'm about to love on everybody at this job. And if they give me negative energy, it is what it is. I have to shake it off. But for the most part, I put out that good energy and I receive back. And that's one thing I love about energy is that you put out that good energy, that good vibe, it does come back to you. God has a way of saying, you know what? If you are kind and if you're gentle to people and you are the person that I want you to be, it's going to come back to you. And that's the best part about, you know, being that self that you want to be, is that you're going to be able to promote the energy that you want other people to see in you, and then they'll be able to promote that energy back to you. So I hope today we kind of learned a little bit about ourselves and kind of learned a little bit about what we want to do in life. And starting tomorrow, because I know we can't ever start today. You know how we'd be like, starting tomorrow, starting next week, starting next month. But starting tomorrow, I want you to seriously wake up and be like, yo, I really want to go to the gym. I really want to go write in my journal. I really want to go with my Bible. I really want to go to work with a positive attitude. I really want to go into my relationship with a positive new outlook. I really want to go into my friendship with a new positive attitude. I really want to start working on the person that I want to be. And then, you guys, and then see what it does for you. See what new positive energy you brought into your life. And see what motivation and productivity will happen when you put out that energy that you want in your life. Thank you guys for listening. I love you very much. And I hope that you listen to my next podcast. Bye.